From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Residents of central Missouri should expect more rainfall and higher flood risks over the next couple of days. The National Weather Service is anticipating at least two more days of rain this week, as well as flooding along rivers and low-lying areas. The Missouri River's levels have reached 27 feet in Jefferson City, surpassing the flood stage by 4 feet. But Director of Emergency Management Bill Farr says the 30-foot levee along the river should prevent major floods.
You know, we could be in a 4 to 6 inch rainfall in the next few days here, which will cause our river to raise, but they're not predicting it going to our levee stages.
Farr also says that areas along the Osage River are most vulnerable to flooding because waters released from the Bagnell Dam and from the Missouri River are feeding into the Osage. He says people along those areas should maintain a network with neighbors in order to establish a plan of action in the event of a flood. Major League Baseball says it is cooperating with a federal investigation into an illegal breach of the Houston Astros internal database after a report that the St. Louis Cardinals were responsible for the hack. The New York Times reported today that the FBI and Justice Department are investigating whether Cardinals front office officials were behind the effort to steal player information. MLB confirmed the breach but declined further comment until the federal investigation is completed. The U.S. attorney in St. Louis says he is unaware of the investigation, and messages by the AP seeking further comment from FBI officials were not returned. The Cardinals and Astros both confirmed they are cooperating with the investigation but declined further comment. A federal judge has dismissed a class action lawsuit filed by two African-American men who claimed there was a pattern of racial discrimination at a downtown Kansas City entertainment district. The Kansas City Star reports U.S. District Senior Judge Ordy Smith threw out the second count of the two-count lawsuit. The other count was dismissed last year. The men claimed they were victims of discrimination while visiting the Kansas City Power and Light District in 2010 and 2011. The FBI is investigating the St. Louis Cardinals for a breach into the Houston Astros computers, but is it really a crime to guess someone's password and log onto the computer without permission? As Rachel Lippman reports, an expert in cybersecurity says yes.
The New York Times is reporting that the St. Louis Cardinals are under federal investigation for allegedly gaining access to computer networks used by the Houston Astros to store data on their players. The Astros general manager, Jeff Luhnow, was with the Cardinals for 8 years. The report says the intrusion was not particularly sophisticated. The Cardinals had allegedly kept a list of passwords used by former executives, including Luhnow, and used that information to gain access to the Houston network. But Paul Ohm, a former federal prosecutor who is now an associate professor at the University of Colorado Law School, says that doesn't matter to the federal government.
We've seen cases like that repeatedly in the last decade and even earlier.
The Cardinals said in a statement that they are cooperating fully with the investigation. I'm Rachel Lippman.
As a massive outbreak of bird flu stretches across the Midwest, scientists are still working to get a handle on how the virus spreads. But as Peggy Lowe reports, it remains a mystery for now.
Up to this point, officials had blamed the introduction and spread of the H5N2 virus on migratory birds. Now, a new government study points to several culprits, including workers spreading the virus from farm to farm, and even the possibility that the virus was airborne. T.J. Myers is a deputy administrator for vet services with the USDA. He says scientists thought the bird flu virus could be carried in the wind for just a few hundred feet. The report found the virus could be airborne for about a half mile.
If we are seeing spread from farm to farm that's further apart than that, this would be something that we haven't seen before, at least over those distances.
Scientists say the risk of bird flu spreading to humans is very low and hasn't happened during this outbreak. It has killed 47 million birds so far. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that Ameren, Missouri is not liable for the deaths of two children on the Lake of the Ozarks nearly 3 years ago. The two children were swimming in the lake when they were shocked by stray current from the family's dock and drowned. Their mother sued Ameren, saying the utility was responsible because it charged a fee to install docks on the lake. In a 5-2 decision, the court ruled that a state law intended to promote recreational activities on private property by limiting their liability applied to Ameren in this case. Judge Paul Wilson wrote that the children could swim in the lake for free, which they were doing when they died. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.